News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
And I'm delighted to welcome to the Executive Chair this week, Jeff Long. He's the Managing Director of Java Republic, a well-known coffee company. And you're very welcome to the programme, Jeff. It all started in Kinmare. Your father worked in AIB. I believe your mother taught business, so there might have been some business knowledge acquired there in the early years.
Thanks, Bobby, for having me in today. Yeah, I'm proudly from Kinmare in County Kerry. Grew up there in the 80s and the 90s, so fabulous place to be. Very hive of tourist activity back then and even today. So I guess growing up there gave me a good opportunity, and with the background of my dad in the bank and my mum a business teacher, to really, you know, there was plenty of work around at the time, plenty hospitality work, plenty...
Yeah, yeah, so tourism. You did all so that as a young lad.
I did all of that. I worked in bars and worked in retail, so it gave me a nice foundation for business, which is where that started, really.
Absolutely. And then it was off to Galway, where I think you studied a BCom, and you ended up getting a place on, was it the Guinness Graduate Programme?
Yeah, so through the BCom in Galway, I got an opportunity to join the Finance Graduate Programme in Guinness, Ireland Group as it was known then, and Diageo today, which was a great program and is a great program to give good experience and grounding in the various departments within the Diageo function, from supply and demand. So it gave me a really good overview of that business, and I suppose developed my love for food and drink and hospitality really back then at the time.
And you ended up then being seconded to the Gilby's end of the operation, which is a really, you know, a lot of great people came out of there, and it's like it's a product that still stands the test of time, that the Baileys and all the development of it.
And the wine division as well. I mean, it's a very cutthroat market, the wholesale end of that from beer and wine and even the spirits. So lots of good people and still floating around that I will be in contact to this day. So it's a really good, really strong, really positive business and positive time there.
You worked with a company called H&K International, which I know, but I think a lot of our listeners may not be aware of. It's a massive company that does a huge range of work for companies like McDonald's.
Yeah, so I moved there headed by Dave Babbitt at the time, the CEO of the business. So it's a very understated company with a turnover of $500 million, which does a huge amount of work. Irish owned for a long time, does international work for Subway, McDonald's, KFC, and that. So a really good business. I was there for about 4 years at the time. Got a great experience into production, cost management at the time. But I guess the lure of food and beverage was too much of an attraction, which I left there after 4 years.
So you arrived then in Java Republic. You've been, 16 years plus
there? Close on 16 now in May.
And you know, I suppose, you know, you worked firstly in finance, then in operations. Now you're running the business. The business founded by David McKernan back in 1999, a business that was sold, was it last year?
2019, actually.
19, yeah, wow.
Nearly 5 years in.
My God, yeah. That's my memory.
That's gone on then. COVID and all that.
So a couple of things I wanted to ask you, Jeff. Firstly, you know, what's it like to work for an entrepreneur, again, as the numbers man, as the sweeper-upper, as the guy who tidies things up, reports on the accounts, etc. Working with an entrepreneur who's got ideas and vision, but may not be as close as he or she should be to the numbers.
I'm wondering who you're talking about there, Bobby. No, look, entrepreneurs are, the world needs entrepreneurs, you know, they're a gift when they're good.
But they also need people to do the sweeping.
Absolutely. And in my case, David at the time was well aware of that. So I joined Java Republic at a crucial time for the business when we moved into Ballycoolan, where we've the world's first purpose-built carbon neutral roastery back in 2009, as to where we are today. But entrepreneurs are difficult to manage. But at the same time, the passion that exudes, and in particular from David, who you know well, is infectious, and you know, it's very driven, just good to be around, and it brings the likes of me on that journey. But also, there's a good learning within that. But At the same time, what it does, I was there at the time to challenge, to grow, to have support. And really the team around the entrepreneur, I believe, is 100% necessary.
When you arrived at Chavo Republic, Jeff, you say that, you know, the building that you were in out in Ballycoolan had cost you 7 million and the business wasn't even turning over that. So it wasn't all a bed of roses. In fact, those early years were particularly challenging.
There's no doubting that. We went through a couple of different years back in 2009, 10, 11. However, we had great support, customer support, and great, you know, support in the business from a banking perspective, from an investor perspective. And we steadied the ship, and it wasn't long before the green shoots started to rise again. We weren't the only ones at the time. The world was, you know, we had the banking crisis, etc. And what it did do, though, I think that going through that time, steadying the ship and coming back stronger than ever in 2014, 15 and 16, is it gave me, in particular, a good kind of foundation for COVID, because COVID, it affected everybody. But, you know, you're a little bit more weather-beaten and a bit more experienced, which allowed us to adapt at the time.
And when we look at the implications, the sort of post-COVID world, something like your office coffee, which would have been probably about a third of the sales or something close to that, probably, you know, was affected negatively as a result of the way people work now. So how significant has that been, and what have you replaced that business with?
So I guess overnight in March, 5 years nearly this week actually, overnight in March, the business dropped down to about 25% of what it was at. So we worked really hard. We didn't turn off the lights because we were a critical service. We were supplying hospitals and government departments and so on. So we put a lot of work during COVID into pivoting the business into channels that we were already operating in. So we focused a lot more heavily on the cafe restaurant channel as well as hotels. But the office sector is still an important channel for us. We have some really, really good customers.
Right.
We work with some really good partners. It's not what it was. We have the 5 day week down to three into four, depending on the Monday and Friday piece. But it wouldn't represent as much of the business as it did, but it is still a very strong part. We replaced that, Bobby, by really focusing on those other channels and
okay.
We're successful at that.
It also goes to show that, you know, in any business you need three or four different channels of income.
You do, and like, look, first and foremost, the product has to be right, and the support levels have to be right. The fact that we were already in them made it easy, but we just got better at what we were doing and built on the success in those areas. And as of today, we're back to where we were in 2019.
You mentioned about the sale of the business back in 2018, bought by a Spanish company. Just in terms of the culture of a business that would have been, I suppose, so central to the founder, David McKernan, and then the culture post the acquisition. Tell us a little bit about that. Obviously, you have a new owner, you know, you're getting to know each other. Does the culture change massively, or are you able to keep your, you know, certainly keep what you want of the culture that you currently enjoyed?
Yeah, I mean, there's two things to that. The culture in Java Republic has always been very, very strong, and we have a fantastic team of people. That's been there since the beginning. And the fact that that was there helped the transition, actually, and the fact that David built a good team around him did help us get through that. The other thing is that the buyers of the business at the time, a company called Cafento, a Spanish business, third-generation coffee business, they're coffee people. You know,
that was our first acquisition in Europe, wasn't it?
In Northern Europe, we went through a rigorous sale process at the time, and they emerged as a perfect fit. They support us. They support the strategy. They give us a platform to do what we do. They allow us to run the day to day. So, you know, the business hasn't actually changed a lot, and in fact, it's been mutually beneficial. So we share ideas with them because the market in Ireland and the UK is actually more advanced than the Spanish market from a coffee perspective. So it's worked out really well, actually, thankfully. And
okay.
Culture has been maintained.
Finally, I wanted to ask you, you are a numbers man. I'm told that as a young fella, you could tell everybody in your town of Kilmare, you knew everybody's number plate and who they were, and you were able to recall them. Are you still able to do stuff like that?
Unfortunately, unfortunately, my priorities have changed in life, Bobby, at this stage. But yeah, look, back at the time, it was an ongoing joke, and my family would still joke about such and such a number. I guess the ability to retain numbers, but that's where I initially started out when I was in the numbers.
It's important to retain the right numbers, isn't it?
Thankfully, I do, or thankfully, I did, but it has evolved since then.
All right, well, Jeff Long, Managing Director at Java Republic, thanks for joining us today.
Thank you, Bob.
And every success, wishing you every success in the future.
Thank you very much.
Cheers.
News Talk's Executive Chair.
Thanks to Evershed Sutherland, Ireland's largest and most established global law firm, with full service teams for your legal and tax solutions.
American Giant makes great clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, and more, right here in the U.S. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.